Alaska Native Brotherhood Grand President Bill Martin recalled listening to Walter Sobeleff's church services on the radio as a child growing up in Cake.
His delivery was low-key, and his message was simple. Love your neighbor, for love is God.
Sobeleff was the first Alaska Native minister in Juneau at a time when the town was segregated. He became a cultural and spiritual leader in the community and statewide, impressing both Natives and non-Natives with his teachings. Selena Everson with the Alaska Native Sisterhood said Sobeleff meant everything to the Native community in Southeast Alaska.
He performed marriages of our people. He gave comfort when there was sorrow. He stood by us. How else can we honor him?
All four of Sobeleff's children testified before the House State Affairs Committee. Son Ross said his father always told him to feed his spirit.
I think he fed the spirit of people from many walks of life, in his church and in his service, and sometimes as chaplain at this legislature.
House Bill 217 would make November 14th Walter Sobeleff Day in Alaska. That was the day he was born in 1908. Sobeleff died in 2011 at the age of 102. The bill's prime sponsor is Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins.
He truly was a towering figure in the Native community statewide through the Alaska Federation of Natives, through the early Native Civil Rights Movement.
Christ Tompkins envisions Sobeleff Day as similar to Elizabeth Paratovich Day. Alaskans just celebrated Paratovich on February 16th, the day territorial governor Ernest Greening signed the 1945 Alaska Anti-Discrimination Act, which Paratovich championed.
That's noted in a lot of schools. The history of anti-discrimination legislation in the state or territory of Alaska. It's really how groups, schools, institutions choose to honor or observe the person and what the person represented.
There's recent precedent for the legislation. Last year, lawmakers created J. Hammond Day to honor Alaska's self-proclaimed bush rat governor. In 2011, the legislature established Ted Stevens Day, honoring the state's longtime U.S. senator. HB 217 has several co-sponsors, including every House member from Southeast Alaska. After the hearing, State Affairs Committee Chair Representative Bob Lynn and Vice Chair Representative Wes Keller said they would sign on, too. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.